Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna make it sound nice like you're making a deal,
Nobody likes a snitch. You're going to sleep in a ditch. You're just going to be the government's bitch. So let the good times roll, baby. Res ipsa loquitur. Let's reach back, 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 back. I know it's hard to keep track of all the stuff that Obama's been involved in. Anybody remember the AP scandal? The Associated Press scandal? Back when Attorney General Stedman, Eric Holder, issued his own subpoena to seize the phone records of journalists? Apparently there was a leak, and the Obama administration didn't want anybody to think for themselves, so he teamed up with his legal lapdog and seized journalists' personal phone records. Yeah, you know, especially that Fox journalist and his parents. Yeah, you know, Rosen, James Rosen, that's right. Never mind that Fourth and Fifth Amendment, safe in your person and papers, and First Amendment about journalists and free press. Eh, that, what is it that Barack Obama called that Constitution and Bill of Rights thing? Oh yeah, that paper. That paper, because he can't even say Constitution or Bill of Rights. He might burst into flames. Yeah. But they forgot all about that, because the GOP, well, they're just like what was it that Colonel Ralph Peters called Barack Obama? Oh, yeah, pussy. Apparently the GOP is just like that. Yeah. Speaker Ryan, if you're listening, I hope that your balls drop, because you can still do something about this. It's not too late. Oh, and let's move on from the A's. Let's go straight to B's, because we want to. And let's talk about Benghazi. I know. When asked about Benghazi, Barack Obama said, yeah, isn't he that guy that played Gandhi? No, that wasn't. That was actually the place in Libya where you guys were smuggling arms. But if you don't know about it, that's the place where you and Hillary failed to protect our State Department officials and got them killed, along with some heroes that tried to save the ambassador. Oh, but don't worry. Let's move on to the letter C, because people saw what you did, and you didn't want them to see what you did. So C stands for Chinook helicopter. And this story didn't get picked up immediately, because we were too busy celebrating the death of Osama bin Laden. But shortly after that raid, 38 people died when an RPG shot down a Chinook helicopter on August 6, 2011. Official reports have been released, but with many details redacted and left out, and virtually no answers from Obama and Valerie Jarrett about why SEAL Team 6 was sent into a hostile environment in the wrong helicopters, completely unprepared to handle any level of violence, much less the level of violence they were sent into. That's right. Obama and Valerie Jarrett and Hillary Clinton sent SEAL Team 6, the ones who captured Osama bin Laden, not killed, captured, if you ask Edward Snowden, who's about to spring the goods about him still being alive. Yes, Snowden says bin Laden's alive. And SEAL Team 6 was executed at the hands of the Taliban, or the Taliban, like Pokemon, according to Obama-mon. Brave warriors killed by the Muslim-in-Chief and Valerie Jarrett, and Hillary Clinton, who wants to be president, to cover their own fucking tracks. Unacceptable. For that alone, you should be in a red line prison doing time. Big time. Impeach, indict, and arrest. Then, drones. Let's move on to D for drones. Not to drone on and on about the heroes that Obama had killed from SEAL Team 6, although we could talk about them for the rest of this show and on to the next. But let's move to D for drones. That infamous unmanned aircraft that can wage wars while you're sipping a big gulp or a drink or praying to Mecca if you happen to be a Sunni Muslim in the White House. Barack Obama's favorite method of killing. Of course, naturally, drones start towards the end of Bush era, but they skyrocketed once Obama took office because he's that schoolyard kid who got his lunch money took and he never wanted to fight anybody. And being the pussy that he is, according to Ralph Peters, who am I to judge? Ralph Peters seems like a stand-up guy. Obama, he hides a lot behind everybody else. But the numbers don't lie. Under George W. Bush, drone attack every 43 days. Under Obama, drone attack every 4 days. Obama's a killing machine, baby. The ironic thing is, Obama holds a Nobel Peace Prize. Bush was attacked for killing. The guy with the Peace Prize kills a lot. And Iran got drone technology because when they shot down one of our drones, we could have taken it out with a Tomahawk cruise missile, but Barack didn't want to, so we let a stealth drone and all of its technology fall into the hands of the Iranians, who of course sold it to North Korea, Russia, and China. That don't piss you off, kiddies. I don't know what will. And the GOP did nothing about it. Now, as I go through these things and I say things like the GOP did nothing about it, Paul Ryan's balls haven't dropped, blah, 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 blah. Keep in mind that for decades I have said the GOP and the Democrats are the flip side of the same coin. We have two parties, both of which believe in big government. One believes in big government because they like big government. And they like the power, and they like making government bigger so that they can have more Democrats in power. And then we have the Republicans who like big government because they like the power and they like the money, and they do it for a profit. They're both wrong. They're both screwed up. But at least the GOP does it to make money. I still don't like it. They're still wrong, and they both need to be gone. Damn it, at least when you're doing it to make money, I can respect it. I don't have to like it. But when you're screwing me for money, at least I can have some respect for it. But let's move on to E. E for easy, Eric Holder, America's blockhead neighborhood watchman. The Stedman look-alike, the 82nd Attorney General of the United States. The only sitting cabinet member to be held in contempt of Congress. That's right. Eric Holder is the only sitting cabinet member to ever be held in contempt of Congress. In fact, there probably isn't a scandal in the Obama White House that he wasn't involved in. That's got to be a record. Moving right along to F, we could just say everything in the Obama administration was effed up and stopped here. But that would be wrong because there's so much to talk about. So let's talk about Fort Hood. What do you get when you take a practicing Muslim who makes anti-American statements associates with terrorists that are on the terror watch list, combine it with a president who wants you to kowtow and baby brother Muslims, you get the 2009 Fort Hood massacre where 13 people were murdered by Nidal Malik Hassan, an army major who declared his desire to defend the lives of his Taliban leaders. And then you get a president, Barack Hussein Obama, who was criticized for his refusal to call this an act of terrorism and called it workplace violence. Impeach, indict, and arrest. 'Tis the season for treason, baby. Moving right along, we hit G. G is for Guantanamo. No doubt this is the joker in Obama's deck. I said deck with an E. Whenever he needs public support behind him, no matter what scandal is in the public light, Obama will bust this thing out and distract, using it as the look at the birdie, Guantanamo, it's over here, shiny squirrel, look, a shiny object called Guantanamo. And everybody will look away and glance at it instead of what the real issue is. The hell with that. He wants to close Guantanamo Bay and give it back to Cuba. Not just the prison, the military base, the place where China or Russia can land bombers, nuclear attack fighters and bombers, where they can strategically put a missile base. I would say, is this man insane? But after listening to the State of the Union address the other night, if you had any doubts, those should have been shut down. Rapmaster Narcissism was at his finest. That man is nuttier than a squirrel turd. Have we seen any of his physicals? No. Do we know what sort of drugs he's on? No. Were all the other presidents before him's physicals made public every year? Yes. Why have we not seen his physicals? Probably because Valerie Jarrett's got him so hopped up on psychotropic medication and antipsychotic drugs, they're afraid to let the American public know what the hell they're giving that peckerhead. But I think it's high time we found out. Don't you? I do. And as we roll on away from Guantanamo Bay, we roll right on into healthcare.gov. For the 0.00001% who were not around for this disastrous rollout of Barack Obama's signature accomplishment, here's the gist. He force-fed crap sandwich onto the American people. We didn't get to choose the bread. We didn't get to choose the spread. And we didn't even get to choose the fecal material. The lawmakers didn't even read the bill. The website didn't work. It still isn't registering with you. And various states' exchanges aren't working right. It's a national nightmare. It's worse than Yoko Ono. And should be drug out behind the shed and shot. Done. Now, what comes after H? I does not stand for Barack Obama, although he thinks it does because he says I a lot in his speeches. I stands for the IRS, and it was weaponized under this president and used by both parties. John McCain weaponized it against the conservatives he didn't like. Obama used it. Lerner used it. Cummings used it. Anybody who was in office used it against conservatives they didn't like. Did they use it against liberals? Of course not. Did they use it against liberal media? Of course not. They only went after the conservatives. And did anybody do anything about it? No. We had a dog and pony show involving Daryl Issa, who's so crooked that his aides have to screw his pants on. Then they brought in Trey Gowdy because America thought he was the greatest thing in the world since heaters. And what did he do? He was Mr. Win Shit and Excitement. Then nothing happened because, well, he's part of the GOP establishment. And if you doubted me, take a look at his endorsement of Marco Rubio. I'm telling you, he's all in for the establishment, and nothing's happened with that. So, kiss my conservative buttocks. You get me in a candidate that says that they'll want to do a fair tax and abolish the IRS, and baby, I'm in like sin. A fair tax is the only way that we will tax the illegal aliens that are in this country, the drug dealers, the outlaws, the crooks, all the people that are working off the books and making money in some enterprise that is not being counted, the people that are scamming the IRS currently by bogus reportings of their earnings. So give me a fair tax. You buy something, you pay for it. You buy a $5,000 car, the percentage on that is the same as if you buy a $150,000 car. But because you bought a $150,000 car, that percentage equates to a lot more dollar. And that's the way it should be. Not to mention the fact that if you've got more money, you tend to buy more stuff because, well, frankly, you have more money. I know when Obama wasn't in office and the economy was a booming and I was making good money, I was buying more stuff. Hence, I'd have been paying more in fair tax. So let's abolish the IRS. In the meantime, let's indict everyone in both parties that was in on this dog and pony show, including McCain, Gowdy, Cummings, and the rest. Issa, you too. You got away with the car dealership shenanigans, but you need to get locked up for this. And anybody who doesn't know about the car dealership shenanigans, take to Twitter or Facebook and ask our friendly, jovial liberal who used to be on the five until they fired him because he dropped a couple of F-bombs, because he'll tell you. Yes, he will. He knows. Give him a drink. Bob will tell you. Now we move on to Jay. Jay doesn't stand for jerk. Stands for Jay Carney. He's the guy your mother forced you to have play dates with in grade school. Think back. You know there was someone like that at your elementary school. The awkward guy, made quick getaways, had a pocket protector, played harp, couldn't play baseball, threw like a girl. Well, he grew up to have Soviet-era propaganda on his walls, and now, he's gone full-blown Marxist and was the White House press secretary until his nose grew too long to get through the door. Wow. Then we move on to K. K stands for Keystone Pipeline, baby. That 1,700-mile, $7 billion project that would have delivered 700,000 barrels of oil per day. That little beauty that would have created jobs, that thing that even former President Bill Clinton supported. But we can't have, because Barack Obama is in bed with Warren Buffett. Well, I don't mean literally. Well, maybe, but I can't prove that, so I'm not going to say that. I mean figuratively. Because Warren owns the choo-choos that haul the oil, and they keep tipping over and catching fire and leaving oil all over our nice country. And all you environmentalists that don't want oil trains didn't want a pipeline either. Now, they ain't had problems with the Alaska pipeline, and that thing's been around forever. In fact, the caribou and shit stand on it, under it, around it. They just love that sucker because it's warm. They got to keep the pipeline heated so the oil keeps moving. Otherwise, it sludges up. And them things just love being around it. It's the only place where there's still grass to chew on because it's warm under it. But no, could we have a pipeline? No. Why? Well, it'd create jobs, and we can't have jobs. Jobs are bad. Why? Because it'd interfere with that hippie lifestyle. You might actually have to get one. Oh. Which takes us to L. L is for loser. No, lobbyist. Same thing. In 2007, candidate Barack Obama vowed that the days of lobbyists running the agenda were over, claimed they would not work in the White House. Well, L also stands for liar, because if you look, when you can see Barack Obama as he's heading for the White House or the helicopter, he ain't got no butt, because he lied his ass off. He's hired over 100 lobbyists who funded his campaign, and they set the agenda in White House. That's right. Barack Obama is a liar. And we're just warming up, kiddies. Because if you notice, I'm going through these alphabetically, which means that when I hit the Z's, I've only gone through 26, and there's 780. We're going to be at these for a while now. And we are out of time. So come back Sunday and join me as we're going to whip through these. Like the whippoorwill, baby, whip through them. Yes, indeed. This is the General Gonzo S. Patton, and I promise you to make your ears bleed in your hour of need. I am the Ayatollah of conservatism. God bless you, God bless America, and remember, don't start no shit, don't take no shit. If you're with the general, you're not in the shit business.
All right then, here we go, all right. It's the American Honky Tonk Bar.